Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
He's in Philadelphia covering the Democratic National Convention. Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And I've been down here at the convention basically making sure that the issues that have been our concern, criminal justice reform, unemployment, education, stay front and center. And I must say, Tom, and to everybody listening, that I think the highlights for me so far has been when the First Lady stood on that stage and talked about how she wakes up every morning in a house built by a slave and sees her two daughters, two black intelligent young ladies playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. It was a chilling kind of teary moment to think about what we have done for this country and where we've come. And then last night, when the mothers of the movement, many of whom we have helped to bring national attention to their issues and marched with and suffered with, for them to go on that stage, center stage in front of America and tell their story. And it was more important than having people like me do it, because you wanted the world to see, this is my son, this is my child, Trayvon Martin and Jordan Davis and all. And it put a human face on it. So I think those were two highlights. And as we go forward to President Obama tonight and into Hillary Clinton, we must really see that we are not only talked about, but that then we can see that we can have action executed. We got to build trust. And the only way to build trust is I need to see you do something, not tell me what you're going to do. Because we've had a Clinton before. I want you to show me, not just tell me.
All right, Reverend Al. Have you seen Have you seen Roland around the convention floor?
No, I haven't seen Roland. I guess Roland's been really rolling around. I haven't seen him. And I've not seen Jay down here either, Jay. Guess you're rehearsing for your crooked deacon part, but, you know, all of us have to suffer.
You like Greenleaf? Have you watched it yet?
Yeah, I've watched it. I like parts of it. Let's put it that way. I like the sister that's sincere and wants to stop the excesses of her father from, you know, doing things like trying to play both ends of the police and all. But I just worry about when the crooked deacon gets in, what they're going to do to that honored, God-fearing, anointed sister. I'm worried about that.
We got Lynn Whitfield coming up later this hour.
Coming up.
Tell Lynn to be calm and be repentant and stop pushing her around. Tell Lynn, I noticed they want Jay on the show, not me. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. The devil is busy. The devil is busy.
21 past the hour.